Sometimes I just want to cry. I can hear your voices in my head. You're wondering why I would say something like that, cause a true guy doesn't shed tears, cause a true guy doesn't show fears. Help, all we do is hunt and throw spears. That's what society uses to say. And I remember having heard that before. I remember as though it was yesterday. Maybe because it still happens all the time. I was in that one store. I was just a little boy. I was crying over a toy I today wish I never wished for. My dad put his hand on my shoulder, taking his stance, being like a boulder. Nobody could have moved him. Nothing could have moved him. And for the first time I saw a void in his eyes, and dad never knows what to say, but I don't even know if he tries or if he swallows words, cause apparently guys talk that way. Well, whatever, I'll never understand. So coming back to the hand he put on me, ready to talk, and he told me, a true guy never shows emotions. It has always been that way. You don't believe me, I can tell by the way you stare, but you'll know what I'm talking about. I can tell by the way you pretend that you don't care. In history, they said man were made for war. But what was man made? I'm pretty sure we were raised to kill, for honor, for a country, for the thrill. We were taught to better die a hero than to live a zero of no relevance. And one day they tried to label the cruel acts of man, so every now and then a murderer looked into the sky and said, amen, cause killing in the name of God is just, but if God wants killing, who's there to trust? So they had a bunch of revolutions. Dead kings, fallen crowns, violent man all over again, just hoping to flip those frowns. But those men aren't to blame, cause we're just pawns in their game. They who tell us what to do. They who decide on false and true. Once they saw what they had done, they took hue and added it to the man, hoping to paint over their mistakes, cause apparently all it takes to excuse ages of failure is saying it was human nature. Well, man wanted to cry when you held them in your arms and said, you can do it. Man wanted to cry when you gave them arms and said, you can do it. Shoot! For all that glory. And I'm tired of hearing the same story of man suppressing feelings because they're taught to, because sometimes things are all we can hold on to. You say, where do I fit in all of this? You're just standing at the edge of the abyss. Guys have fallen into one after another. You don't believe me, you say. A brotherhood of swords sounds old. All in the past, all been told. But don't you go to your so-called bro bragging about the guys you beat up today. Well, fucker, here comes. I tried to break the tradition of man keeping all inside. I did when I got to this school, yet no sign of pride, cause we were all sorted into geek, pretty, cool, oh, and the sensitive guy who liked poetry. Nobody else in that category, but you knew me. You knew me from the end of every joke, every insult, every punchline, every forsaken day. I told you I wasn't gay, but the only other option you could see was being a fuckboy. And not only you, but every pubescent fool from Japan on the long way to NYC stick to that pathetic rule, and so went on picking on me. Until you grew old, your eyes were closing, hands getting cold, but you couldn't feel it. You became locked without life, far from feeling anything, but bright side, you ended up having a wife, and today I'm older and wiser, I'd say. I no longer care about your remarks, I was afraid of your barks, but now I see that you don't bite. And I'm gonna have the romance of my life, and show my dad that every boulder, and show society that every soldier, one day, will decay. And in my grave there's no country to save. In my grave there's no need to be brave. In my grave I'll still be weeping, and my tears will help keeping the plants of my final bed evergreen, so it can be seen by the ones to whom I confess my love and my admiration. And they accepted my sorrow, my madness. They accepted my mirror, my happiness. Cause after all we guys an awfully emotional creation.